Good Thursday. Today is January the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm, where there's a number of educational meetings that take place this time of year. The Conservation Action Project has one coming up, as does the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation dealing with CAUV. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time today and talk about an upcoming program here in Northwest Ohio put on by the Conservation Action Project, otherwise known as CAP. It takes place on February the 12th from 9 to 2:30 at Northwest State Community College. That's up there by Archbold. And the speakers on the panel this year include Russ Rice. He's one of the CAP coordinators, and he'll talk about some local cover crop observations. Neil Badenop, who's retired from Balin, is going to talk about his 32 years in the business, advising farmers dealing in areas like soil health and cover crops and all the like. And then Leon Klopfenstein will also be talking. He's a Paulding County farmer, sharing his journey in soil health and a lot of interesting things that he's been able to accomplish on some very tough, heavy clay soils over in Paulding. Rachel Cochran, who's the OSU Extension Water Quality Specialist, will be talking about some nitrogen rate reports and studies they've done. And Laura Decker, who's president of Prolific Earth Sciences, they have a microbiometer for soil health testing. She's going to give a presentation about this project and what they have going on, a much more cost-effective way maybe to try and collect and gather data. And then in the afternoon, Alan Sundemeyer, who's the CAP coordinator, will share about their H2 Ohio phosphorus plot results. Ryan Gibbs from Hopkins, Iowa, will be joining via the web on how to scale up to use compost extract. And then Gary Pinnell and Todd Smith from here in Northwest Ohio will talk about the Johnson Sioux compost extract as well and their local plot research. If you'd like more information or to sign up, you can go to their website. That is capofohio, capofohio.org. Well, another meeting you may want to put on your calendar is being hosted by Ohio Farm Bureau. This is a webinar dealing with current ag use valuation. Now, current ag use value has increased substantially following the 2024 reappraisal and the update that they did that affects 24 counties this year that are all seeing new tax bills. Now, why are the values increasing and how do property taxes respond? Well, you can join Ohio Farm Bureau for a free webinar on February the 11th, and that's to discuss the recent increase in CAUV values. Information will help you understand the property tax system and get an update on legislative action in this arena. Most property owners saw their property values increase in the most recent round of reappraisals and updates, according to Leah Curtis. She's the Associate General Counsel for Ohio Farm Bureau. She's going to be presenting the latest information on CAUV during that webinar. CAUV landowners saw their property values double or more in the last reappraisal cycle, while almost unheard of in residential or commercial real estate, increases of this nature have not been uncommon for CAUV in the last 20 years. Now, the webinar will also cover an update on the work the State Joint Committee on Property Tax Review and how the committee provided an opportunity for Farm Bureau to advocate for its members. Registration is required to attend the webinar. Again, it's on February the 11th at 10 o'clock in the morning. To register, visit their website, ofb.ag/CAUV2025. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, we're going to visit once again with Philip Good, chairman of the United Soybean Board. And Philip, a new project that's out there that's gaining momentum, Farmers for Soil Health. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, I've always said as a farmer, it all begins with the dirt. It all begins with the soil. And so we have a responsibility. I know that on our farm, we're passionate about it. We're passionate about keeping it in place. For me, soil erosion with the high rainfall that we can get in the spring. So whether it's cover crops, whatever it is, there's so many different things that we have discovered in our fine tuning. I know every operation has been through a learning curve of what works maybe in their state, their climate. But, you know, the passion is there for clean water, sustainability. And that is part of what our consumers are asking for around the world, is that sustainability portion to the puzzle. I had the opportunity to be in several different countries where the consumers were anxious and excited about having that symbol and different things on our label in their country. So hearing that from when I was in Japan, in Tokyo, and when I was in South Korea, those different things, it's important to our customers and it's important to us as farmers. So putting that all together is really something that we're excited about to do here. And we've seen, different things around the world where it's not as important, but it is to our consumers and it is to us as U.S. soybean farmers. We get to partner and be a part of that.
Great information. Well, again, my guest today is Philip Good. He is chair of the United Soybean Board. And Philip, we appreciate all the work that USB does that you've put in over the years and look forward to your leadership in 2025. Thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. And I just would encourage anybody that's interested in more information to go to unitedsoybean.org, unitedsoybean.org. And thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Before we go, a quick calendar reminder that fertilizer and pesticide recertification down in Van Wert County will take place on Monday from 9 to 1. 9 until noon is going to be the fertilizer or the pesticide recertification with core categories 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And then noon to 1 will be the fertilizer recertification. Any questions on that, contact Curtis Young at the Extension Office in Van Wert, 419-238-1214. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.